That's a great album.
Thank you.
Desperados. And you're still doing tunes from that album in your concert.
Yeah, people still love it.
People
seem to like that album and the Hotel California album the best. Those seem to be the two favorites so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just something that I asked Joe Walsh in the same interview. Now we'll find out whether you guys answer the same questions the same way. And that is, like, how the songs are finally chosen that get on the album. It's obvious from looking at the 10 songs on the Long Run that Timothy's got a song on it,
mm-hmm.
and I Can't Tell You Why, and Joe's got In the City on it, and then the other songs are either collaborations or yours and Glenn's. And I asked him how those decisions are made, how that happens.
What did he say?
No.
Well, we all get pistols, you know. Well, everybody just brings in what they've got, you know, at
the
time. That's
exactly what he said.
And, good.
You lucked out, Don.
Yeah. And usually if the band collectively doesn't like a song, it doesn't get finished. We're not one of those groups that writes 15, 20, 30 songs completely mm-hmm. and finishes them and then chooses. We usually can tell if we've got a chorus or a verse or something, if the song is going to be worth a damn or not, and mm-hmm. we finish it if it's going to be good, and we don't finish it if it's not. So everybody brings in what they've got, and we just try to pick the best songs out of all that stuff and put them on it.
Tell me about The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks. That's an interesting little song.
Oh, that's just a loving look at the 60s, you know, all the frat parties we used to play, you know. That's for all the guys who spilled beer in the Farfisa and took the drumsticks away and played Wipeout and knocked the microphones over and made us play Gloria 13 times.
You look back on those days fondly, I take it.
Well, mixed emotions. I look back with mixed emotions.
Better days now?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think the good old days were quite as good as most of us think they were. But I played a lot of frat parties and a lot of sorority parties and a lot of debutante parties, and we all did, I'm sure. You know, that's just part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what that's about. You know, we barred a few 60s riffs and put it together. I'd like to clarify one thing. It's not about the Greek nationality or the country of Greece or anything like that. So please, don't anybody take it that way.